AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Week 20 has come and gone. We've gotten some trophies. We have some drop points. Stevie P and Vinnie Man, what are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about the news of the week. We're going to be talking about, obviously, some transfer rumors, the game, our Serie A football recap, the one question from Patreon. But in the end, we are here to talk of our beloved Milan and see what goes on. Thank you for our producer in the background, Fabio, which coast to coast will be on tomorrow, but we're going to get into that. And Stevie P, are we ready?
We are ready. Let's go.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast, where we talk everything Milan with yours truly, Stevie P, Vinny T, a back to square one Milan, and we keep on fighting, Milan. Stevie P, how we doing? It's the OG team, as Gio would like to say, but to Gio, first and foremost, to all of people in California, our fans in California, guys, stay safe, man. Even to Gio, I know it hasn't been easy for them out there in California, but they will be on tomorrow. Steve, coast to coast with Fabio after the Como game, but I gotta sneeze, and there we go. But stay safe, everybody out there in California. So please, yes, and on that note, check out Coast to Coast tomorrow. Guys, Super Chats are on if you want to support us. There's the Patreon to support us. Super Chats are on if you want to read your questions out loud. Stevie P, how you been, man? I know we haven't been together for a little bit, but take me through here this weekend, man. How was your weekend?
I was good, and now I'm pissed off.
And now you're pissed off. You want to go through a little bit of maybe news and housekeeping before we get into this game? Because there's a couple of things I wanted to touch base with you. First off, to our graphic designer, MWP, graphic artist Sonny. Dude, good luck with the move. He's taking a couple of weeks off. We wish you the best. Hope to see you soon. And good luck with the move. And he said only 3 hours away from San Siro. So we know how he's making those moves, Sonny. So good luck from all of us to you. Steve, Kajar, as we'd like to call him, we liked to call him in the past, announcing his retirement. I think for what he's done in his career, I think he's going to be remembered for what he did in the Euros there, especially with Eriksen. But good, warm, heartwarming story for Kier, but I think this was the right time. I don't think, where was he going to go play, but announcing his retirement today.
Yeah, time to hang up the boots. Seems like he understood where his body was at and what he could and could not do. Instead of going on vacation in some league, he's deciding to hang up the boots, probably spend it with the family. I think he was a professional. Was he the best at Milan? No, but he was a very important part of the rebuild. We're going to call it rebuild process. The experience part, the long tooth, the experience of Kajar was helpful to, you know, many of the center backs that are passing through Milan right now. So good luck to Kajar and thank you.
Thank you. Steve, this came via Jan, and this made quite a bit of headlines on social media. And thank you to our friend Nima, our friendly garden snake that posted the story. Stevie P, I want to get your thoughts on this. So Nima posts on X, only in Italian football. That's the way he starts the story. Ahead of every Lazio game, nicknamed Eagles, home games, an eagle named Olympia flies onto the pitch and lands on the armor Falconer, I believe that's the way you're supposed to pronounce it, Juan Bernabé. Bernabé is a controversial character and put him mildly, having been suspended 4 matches for making fascist salutes back in 2021. Now, Lazio have broken off all ties with him permanently. Why? Because he had a prosthetic penis implant operated in and proudly shared video of his new implant fully erect and all of its glory on Instagram. Victor, thank you for the $1.99. I don't know if you had a specific question, but thank you. Steve, how much more Serie A does this get? So he's been known to have, like, you know, some fascist moments, the racist comments in the past, but hey, let's fire him because he's got a prosthetic penis and been flashing around on Instagram.
Yeah, so this is the dumbness that's Lazio. And again, all due respect to Salzburg Steve. Love the kid. Why he chose Lazio, that's on him. Everybody chooses. You know, they always say you don't choose your neighbors and you also don't choose your family. You also, unfortunately, don't choose your... you do choose your football club team. And, you know, the Lazio fans have had, you know, many years of this stupidity along with Serie A. So nothing for the racist salutes, but now he's crossed the line. So the racist salutes, he didn't cross the line, and he probably did cross the line and ruined his everything with posting pictures of himself. Someone should have told him that the internet is forever. He will never be able to get away from this. And again, that it's the main story for Serie A is a microcosm of how dinosaurish we are as a league.
God bless you, Serie A. God bless you. And Lazio fans, I got to call my Lazio friends and ask them about their, see how they're going to twist this one. Steve, before we get into the actual match, I know you prepared us a couple of graphics, but just Gio on Patreon saying, you know, keep up the great work, the OGs, just disappointing all the players. They left the fan base down. They can't hide behind Fonseca. They're all on notice. So, you know, I want to get your thoughts about the game, but taking away Conceição from this equation, you know, Fonseca somehow, some way made this team win against the Real Madrid's a derby and then came back down to earth and had horrible football. Here we are, Conceição. We have two comeback wins. We win a trophy and then we just shit the bed against a team like Cagliari. Is coaching the problem? Do you see a difference? Where do you lie the difference between the Milan of old, the Milan of new, especially Conceição saying this was the worst first half that he's seen so far? I don't know, man.
What he said is it's his worst half of football in his career. Not only at Milan, in his career. He's been doing it for, I think he said, 13 years. That's a big statement. And it's good because it was a shit first half. There's a bit of a problem. So nowadays, you're not allowed to have an opinion, right? So if I say Fonseca sucks and then something happens with the new coach that comes into the team, almost exactly carbon copy of what was happening with Fonseca, people are going to say, well, now it's Conceição's fault, right? Because unfortunately, people, they're just not educated and unfortunately cannot have an opinion other than what's in front of them all the time. The Fonseca thing is because Fonseca was the wrong choice from the beginning. This is still a team that, from the beginning, management screwed up and picked the wrong coach. This is what you're going to get from them. This gentleman here, Conceição, and not to say that I know everything about him, but has come in and needs to make changes to this team. For anybody who thought that it would change instantaneously, unfortunately, guys, you're in EAFC land because that's not the way it works. I think this game, from the last time we were on with Fabio, we made it absolutely clear. It was a trap game. and Milan fell in the trap. Now, we fell in the trap because Mike Maignan couldn't stop a soccer ball for one of the very rare times. We're leaving this with 1-0 and we're not having the same conversation. So everybody needs to settle the fuck down and understand that this guy has to implement some sort of system. This guy has to implement some sort of, and which it seems like he's doing, compared to all the other coaches that we had, it's punch. It's we're going to beat the meat. We have no intentions of, you know, having these guys prima donna this shit anymore. And not a lot of people are going to like that. And for him to say it's his worst half of soccer ever, that's a lot, guys. That's a lot.
And, okay, so can I ask you, I don't want to go through how do you think about the starting 11 and, you know, we're going to go to our tops and flops, but do you feel different from this, these two lost points? And we're going to take a look at the graph that you prepared about the games that you think we lost 2 points. Do you feel different from these two lost points to, let's say, some that we've had? Well, can I pull it up, Steve, now? So if I pull it up right now. So this is the what you came up with. So these two lost points that we had against Cagliari, how do you compare them? Do you compare them in the same vein as the ones we've lost to, you know, would it be the Romas, like you put here?
It was always going to be worse, Vinny. It was always going to be worse because these drop points come after you celebrated beating Juventus and Inter for the Super Cup. Whatever your opinion is of the Super Cup, it's a cup. We explained it last week. It goes in the trophy case. It counts through the contabulation of the cups. This makes it worse. Because everybody who's gone through multiple sports, not only soccer, this happens, and we've seen it in football, we've seen it in baseball, hockey, you name it. There's trap games, and this was the ultimate trap game. And it's worse because you can't ride the high. We needed to ride the high. The high was winning the Super Cup after getting rid of a coach who come to understand that this team was not for him, bringing in someone who, you know, after day one and match one and match two, brings home a trophy against two very tough opponents. Yes, this one stings more than the other ones. It stings. It's annoying.
I know we did. We missed a couple of good chances. We want to talk about Mike's blunder, but Steve, let's go with who was the biggest flop of this game? Is the layout the biggest flop? Because
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We saw some great brilliance for 25 minutes in the last game.
My flop is Leao. My flop is Leao because he did not do enough. He was someone who did not seem interested. He did not seem like he was on the same page with the strikers. I see Justin coming in with the strikers. No, the strikers need service. If you cannot get service and you don't have strikers who create on them on their own, I'm sorry, guys. You can put anybody there. They're not going to score goals. Strikers need to be able to finish. And yes, we missed some chances, but in the end, this game had to be sealed long before, because it was a trap game, and this is what happens to Milan. You know, I saw in the comments, we went from Mike Maignan making the save of the season to letting in a Napapara, and it's very rare that we say Napapara.
Fofana just giving up the play. It's hard to trash on Fofana because he's been so good, Steve.
No. That what I was saving it for before, and I'm very happy that they brought it up. Fofana looked like a donkey. That stuff, again, guys, it's stuff that 12 to 13-year-olds do. As a professional player, I don't care how many through balls you've provided this season, you don't give up on the team. He gave up on the team. Him and Pulisic were having some sort of conversation mid-game, like as if, okay, Cagliari is going to go down. They might get a chance, but they're probably not going to score. Well, fuck that. They scored, and we lost 2 points. It's mental breakdowns like that that you could have whatever coach. But if you have a coach that puts in a system and some sort of accountability from the beginning of the season to where we are now, guys, this is not acceptable, guys. I'm sorry. I stood up and looked at my son while watching the game, and I said, what is he doing? And he's like, I don't know, but you would have been mad if he was on your team. Oh, would I have been mad?
Vinny's making a point here.
What Fofana did for me, and I know, for me, it's amateur football. For me, Fofana, if he's 13 years old or 12 years old, he sits on the bench. He does not see the game again. That's how you make these guys accountable.
And I think, like you were mentioning before, the Mistadis looks like he will make them accountable. I'm not sure about the way Fonseca used to do it, like benching our star players, but we shall see. Definitely not the result that we wanted. Do you have a top in this game, Steve?
It's hard to say. Wow.
It's hard. I know. I didn't think Morata had a really bad game. I think he was tracking back. I think it's just hard to come up with a top. Guys, let us know in the comments. Did you have a top on this game? But I think it's a couple of weeks we've been saying no more rooms for mistake. No more rooms for mistake. And it's week 20. I know this was our 18 game, Steve, but we need a 10-game winning streak, do we not?
We need to not drop points when the other teams drop points.
Especially
you can go back to that graphic and you're gonna see that's 16 points, guys. It's 16 points and it's winnable games. Genoa, but Roma wasn't good.
Liban Youssef gave you a compliment. He said, what a great graphic by Sonny. By the way, this was TVP graphic. Thank you, Liban Youssef.
Okay, but again, Genoa, drop points. Roma, I put it there because Roma, we're a better team than Roma. Cagliari on the 11th. We don't understand what's going to happen in January, tomorrow with Como. I don't want to update this graphic for Fabio and Gio to use tomorrow. Torino, the first game of the season, unacceptable. Parma, unacceptable. Fiorentina, I think that we're a better team than them. That's why I put that's minus 3 points. 6 points right there from Parma and Fiorentina. Those are winnable games. And November 9th, we tied Cagliari again 3-3. Like, guys, this cannot continue like this because this puts you at 44 points with a game in hand. Actually, two games in hand. Because you have Como tomorrow and you still have to replay the Bologna. So,
and the game
just Bologna and Como. That's it. Those are the two that we have in hand.
Excuse me. Yeah, you're sorry. My bad. So two games, and again, these two games, you need Juventus. You need to come up with the 3 points, especially the only thing that's like, you know, we're gonna take a look at the football scores after. Even them not taken off the way they want to be taken off. But Steve, this is a great graph because you got 16 points, and I want to take a look at your next one. You know, your upcoming matches. And this is not a walk in the park, Steve.
So from the way the season's been going, this is actually a favorable schedule for us because it's tough. It seems like this team plays to the level of its competition, and no disrespect to the competition. Again, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I expect nothing less than 3 points. I am not someone who makes predictions, but Then you have Juve. Then it's Champions League, Girona at home. You have Parma again. Dinamo Zagreb. The Derby. A Coppa Italia match. And then Empoli. Guys, this is it's a tough month. And it's going to say a lot about this team. And it's going to say a lot about what Conceição wants to do with this team.
Yeah. No, definitely. And it's like, I like the way you say it, these are tough matches. So it's a favorable one. Out of all these, Steve, can we even afford taking out? Okay, so if you're looking at Serie A, Como, Juve, Parma, and Empoli, you got to get 10 it's points out of 12?
It's maximum points. It's until you get to striking distance of the Champions League spots, they have to go on a run, and it's maximum points that they need. I don't know if they're going to get them, but it's maximum points that you need. You need them all. Because during those games, the other teams you're hoping will falter. If they don't, then you're in serious trouble. But what happened this, you know, the past couple of games, and we had it, right? The killers are the Genoa, Roma, and Cagliari. Come on, guys. This is not acceptable.
We need to... You know what, I'm going to go with my buddy's DVP, maximum points, even though I'm trying to be like, oh, let me be 10 out of 12. No, you need maximum points because weeks like this week, Steve, that everybody, almost everybody lost points, especially was battling Fiorentina, Juventus. Like, we need maximum points. There's no ifs, buts about it. And you want to go through Fubo and let's take a look at Serie A, then we're going to look at some transfer rumors. Address the kind of hate we'll be getting on YouTube comments. Steve, even you've been getting hate. I've been getting some hate. You've been getting some hate. Yeah. But it's great, not because we love it. Let's do some Fubo, unless you have some final thoughts on the game or anything you wanted to close this chapter with.
No. We can go on.
All right. Here we go, guys. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and the EPL. E si può anche ascoltare l'italiano. Week 20 recap. Week started off with Lazio, Como 1-1. That started off well, Steve. That started off well. And this is the beginning of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde once again.
Yeah, they're a shell of the team that we were complimenting just a couple of weeks ago. I was able to watch this game, and Lazio did not seem comfortable and also went a man down. They should have gone a man down. I think the left back, I forgot his name, I think it's Pellegrini. He was supposed to be carded for a shirt pull, didn't get carded, and then they got a phantom red card, which was just for Como because they needed to be a man up. But Como didn't take advantage of their chances, and it's a 1-1 draw.
That's for you, Liban Youssef. Empoli 1, Lecce 3. Steve, on this one here, if you look at this board, right, and you look at all the teams that are playing in this board, Lecce Empoli would not be the game that you would have picked to have the most goals scored, but at least some sort of excitement. And Lecce putting up those points, Steve, and much needed because even them fighting to stay above relegation.
Yeah, grande Giampaolo.
After that, a very surprising score on this one. Udinese-Atalanta. Steve, this 0-0 is not... I don't even think I could even thought about this kind of result, but... I don't think this is a result for Atalanta to be worrisome about. What did you take away from this one? Udinese is always a ball buster, obviously. But yeah. Would you be worried if you were an Atalanta fan?
No, not worried. But I think a tie is stealing a point for Atalanta. I think Udine was much better in this game than Atalanta. It's the halfway point, right? So it's very tough. Atalanta's not really, they are deep. They have some interesting players, but it seems like they're starting to hit the injury bug. And, you know, they're losing players on defense. They might get Scamacca back soon. Retigi was hurt out for this one. I didn't see him. I think they need those guys back, and I think they'll be fine. Very tough to catch. the eye on the prize for Milan is fourth spot, and I think it's Lazio sitting in fourth spot. That's the one that we need to catch. But this game, Udine would feel hard done with a draw. I think they should have won.
And then you had the AP. Have you ever witnessed a doppio cartellino rosso to each coach of each team at the exact same time? Il derby della Mole, 1-1. It's just, Juventus clearly had better chances, Steve, but was this one, I think this one, some people, if they know Juve Torino, could have made money on this game because, you know, this was going to be some sort of like a 1-1 tie. But doppio rosso, Steve, when was the last time you saw that?
I don't remember the last time I saw that, but this was one of those funny games where, you know, Torino's going to be kicking themselves. They haven't won this derby in a long time. I think Milinkovic-Savic's brother was the man of the match here, made the tremendous saves.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and I think Juve is going to, you know, for us, it's back to square one. If I would have a Juve podcast, ugh, disgusting, I would call it drop points for the whole year because these guys just keep on. We think we're dropping points, these guys are dropping astronomical points.
There was a couple of Juventines, the old men at the bar, went to watch the game just before the Milan game. And I go, ma, Armen, la Juve non perde. And he looks at me, ma non vince anche. I'm like, okay, he's got a point. Just ties. Looking after that, Genoa 1-0 at home versus Parma. After not the most exciting game here, but it just seems that, Steve, these kind of teams, these top teams, and mostly every league, even though we are not up to par, even Napoli this year, Inter gets it done, Steve. Gets it done. And that's where maybe you see the difference from top class teams, especially this year.
Yeah, that's the difference. Inter gets the 3 points with a 1-0 win against cellar dweller Venezia. And we give away 2 points to Cagliari just because we feel charitable.
Do you have the trumpet? Thank you. In extremis, Steve. In extremis, Roma coming back late in the game, penalty. What an exciting game on this one. Bologna had gone up 2-1, was holding on. Penalty in the end, 2-2. Would you say this is a fair result for both teams? Or I think Bologna deserved to win this one?
Look, I think the game was entertaining. I think Bologna should have won, especially playing at home. But Roma's going to take the point and they're going to run.
Handily beating Verona here in Napoli 2-0 at home. Looks like they might losing double K in January. But Steve, even if they do end up selling him, Napoli still contender for the Scudetto. Do you think they're going through a dip, or they're basically putting up points when they need to put up points, especially doing these lower tier teams?
Yeah, they're playing absolutely boring soccer, and they'll get the 3 points when they have to get the 3 points. They also play only once a week. I know Napolitans don't want to hear it, but it makes a big difference. Look at all the other teams. I think they're going to miss him. I think as we go further on to the season, I think it's going to be a mistake to get rid of Kike.
Big 3 points today, Steve. Monza. 2-1 against Fiorentina. Fiorentina battling back even in the final third. But surprising is Fiorentina, Steve, since that injury, what was this guy's, the player's name? Oh, I don't know. They haven't been like, I'm not saying he's the reason for it, but hasn't been the same. They started so well, but as I'm going to take it to the next slide here, Steve, but a much, much needed 3 points from Monza, because if not, see, they would have stayed at 10, but good for them.
Yeah, but Monza's going down. This is something that they cannot catch up on. I don't think, you know, especially Milan handing out 2 points to Cagliari, didn't an extra point to Cagliari, losing 2 points to Cagliari. look, Fiorentina is one of those teams, right? They're in that middle of the pack all the time. I think they're where they're at. Are they catchable? Absolutely. And I think they're going to dip in form at a certain point. I don't think it has to do 100% to what happened to Bovo. But I think he was an important player for them. I think it's more the situation that was pretty scary. Has it hurt them mentally? That I don't know. Only the locker rooms at Fiorentina would know, and what Paladino's trying to convince them otherwise. For me, looking at this FUBU and looking at the drop, making the graphs for the drop points, looking now at the standings, for me, this is what makes me throw up. Because plus 16 with a game in hand. Guys, this is the season. This is the difference between being second and being eighth. Drop points.
Steve, looking at here, like, you know, midway, yes, maybe one game ahead. Who do you predict will have the biggest turnaround? Yeah, obviously we're going to say Milan, but out of all the other teams, right? It could be a team that's going to drop so many points, they're going to be out of the picture of what you're seeing right now. Or it could be a Venezia somehow, some way, you know, coming up to like 12th place. Do you see what would be your biggest surprise prediction for you looking at the way they stand right now after week 20?
I think not really a surprise, but traditionally keeping up to their industry standards, Lazio falling down, not staying in fourth. Just all negative news this week for Lazio. Prosthetic private parts, drawing against Como. Again, but this is Serie A, guys. It's really a marathon. It's not a sprint. And now we look at everything in a vacuum. We look at everything of what's happening right now. The season is very long. And again, it's a graphic that I saw and which pushed me to do the graphic that we had, that we needed tonight to talk about it, because it's important. It's, again, it's my opinion. Were we going to win all those games that I said we dropped points? I don't know. But even if you cut it in half and you say, you know what, maybe they would have won with even got 8 extra points. It puts you in fourth spot with a game in hand, with two games in hand. Like, yeah. Guys, it's that tight. It's that, you know, it's that dramatic when you drop points the way Milan has been doing since the beginning of the year. And I hope, you know, they're doing their own calculations at Milan with Consenzao and his team and saying, wow, that's a lot of drop points. We need to make them back. And it starts tomorrow against Como, because they sit at 19 points, but they've been giving, you know, teams like Lazio a hard time, and now they're playing at home. So I hope that this is the change and the shot in the ass that Milan needs, especially with a new coach, that we need to make a turn and go.
Hopeless romantic Vinny here. My biggest surprise, my biggest jump, Milan's making top four. I gotta go with my hopeless romantic thought, Steve. That's what it, and that's why I don't bet anymore. And that concludes our Fubo.tv segment. Serie A fantasy recap here. You got our Serie A fantasy top. I put like top 14 in here. You got the usual names updated this week. Steve, how are you doing on your own Serie A fantasy? Good, bad? What's going on?
Charging up the table like Cagliari.
You're charging up the table like Cagliari. I like that. So, guys, thank you for everybody that is participating on those ones. And it's all about having some fun. Before we get into different conversations about other stuff. Guys, I just want to take the time to say, I know last time it was on. Oh, yes, you do need to hit the subscribe button. Thank you. Thank you, Fabio. Please hit subscribe, like, so you know what? So we can get notified when you comment on our videos, or you can get notified when we go live. And on that note, guys, so the people that commented to me on YouTube, oh, you're wrong. You're not right about saying that we were all pro-Jerry from day one. You're wrong. Don't put us in there. The latest comment, oh, Stevie P, that's borderline racist, what you said about Emerson Royal, not to touch Camarda. Guys, you know what? Keep them coming because it's fantastic. We love it. We just love it. If you think you're bothering us with these comments, it's fun. It's social media, guys. We're having a good time. We're not professionals, nor do we pretend to be. But Steve, at least we get entertained, do we not?
Absolutely entertained. And for those people, if you're that soft and what I said is anywhere racial, which I never mentioned anybody's color, religion, political stature, which president they voted for, you need to check yourself into a hospital. There's something in Italian called scarogna. It's basically bad luck. And if we're going and joking about someone's performance on the field, it has nothing to do with race. We've been doing this for 13 plus years. I will never permit myself to say something about someone's race. It was a joke. It was actually a pretty funny joke, if I tap myself on the shoulder with that
one. It was.
Because we've been trashing on Emerson Royal for many, many weeks now, justfully so, because his performance is absolutely shit. So, again, it's fine. You can comment. I will never respond to something like that because that means you either just tuned in to that short, never listened to the show, and absolutely don't really care about the content that we're putting out there because it's anything but racial ever.
So keep it coming, guys. We love it. Fabio gave us a couple of comments here. By the way, Victor Harbachuk, if you're still on there, you gave us $1.99. Give us a question, man. Thank you for the for the super chat.
The super chats, guys. It's a super chat. So if you want to provide us with funds, great. We're gonna take them. But it happened last week too. You need to send us a question with the super chat so that we can show it on the screen, which is great. But Victor, thank you very much. Fantastic.
Steve, I'm going to touch base. Aramis says, you know, Rashford or Walker, I'm not crazy about either one. And even Justin kind of even saying, yeah, you buy cheap, you get cheap results. And Steve, I want to show you this graphic after. And it's a stat from, I think, Sky Sports, and I saw on Facebook. Milan, poco soldi, pochi gol. Steve, since 2020, how much money has Milan spent on a striker? Take a wild guess.
I saw the graphic, so I know the answer.
You do? Okay, so people, I'm going to show you this. Steve, take me through what you see here. And what is your, like, give me your thoughts on this.
It's management that just doesn't understand how to identify problems. I think there's a bit of, you know, financial fair play and all. So some are, you know, some are good moves. I'm not going to say they're not good moves.
No.
But you need to complement that with what you want to do. Now, are they not buying a top-level striker because they're waiting and, you know, they want to keep spots for Camarda and other futuro players? I don't know. I don't know the project. But that's where guys like, you know, myself, Justin, continue to talk on the chat. Is like, it's either you're going to buy someone or let's make him play. So the example, and I saw it in, you know, in the chats earlier, didn't have a chance to snag it, but the perfect example is Tammy Abraham missing that chance. I could tell you for a fact that if Camarda is on the end of that ball, it's at the net. And it's just because of, you know, tracking what he's done at, you know, on the Italian level with, and I understand you're playing against younger and maybe a little bit less talented players at that moment, what he's done at Milan Futuro, what he's done in his career. The kid is a striker. He's a poacher. So far, he has not had the luxury of having anything close to that ball. Which that ball says a lot about Milan and what our problem is, right? So that, again, is another fantastic diagonal ball. It's different than a through ball. It takes someone who understands the game to play that ball. And, you know, I'm not his biggest fan, but that ball comes from Alvaro Morata. That's number nine. He should be receiving those balls. He should be receiving those passes. And he's not. And that's why, yes, we shit on him. He should do more. But a striker like that, if he's receiving some sort of service, and I'll do something even better. If Morata is at the end of that ball, okay, let's forget his historical blunders with missing open nets, but that's a striker's ball. I have a very good feeling that he's putting that in the back of the net. It's because Tammy Abraham is an athletic type of striker. He's not going to be used to that type of ball. He needs to be serviced in the air or close to the net, tap-ins, right? This is the problem at Milan. So you can show me that graphic all you want. If someone's not giving these guys service, and besides, on that list, again, I forget all the names, but the only one who could have created for himself is the oldest one of the bunch, and that's Zlatan in there. Anybody else needs service.
It's sad to say, but it's the case. You know, the other question was, you know, we're talking about all these transfer rumors, this Rashford and Walker the last couple of days. And Steve, I'll be honest with you. At first I was like, Rashford, $14 million a year he's making. How's he going to come to here? And then, you know, these are known names, but known names. It's not like they're the next coming of Marco Van Basten. Then Kyle Walker's or one or the other. I see them as reinforcements, but Steve, I'm not doing cartwheels. It's like, oh my God, what a signing. And how did you take these possible signings, rumors, especially what's going on right now at Milan?
Guys, Kyle Walker is Emerson Royale 2.0. Guys, I can't say this more blunt than that. He's been at Spurs, left Spurs because you don't win anything at Spurs, and you went to the mega million billionaires, Manchester City. Guys, when Manchester City plays, if I suit up at right back, I will be fine. Kyle Walker is not someone for Serie A because I don't think technically and tactically will understand what this league does. And they will eat him up. His speed may mirage that a little bit, but I'm sorry, guys. Kyle Walker is Emerson Royale 2.0.
So let's forget about Walker. Rashford.
It's speed, guys, and it's speed that kills. The problem with Rashford is his attitude, and it seems like he thinks that he's something that he may not ever be. Can we tame that and use it to our advantage? And we're looking at Rashford only because it's a loan, right? Or us, wage-wise, we cannot afford that player. Serie A cannot afford that player.
What were they saying, Steve? Like 30 million option and
Manu. There's no 30 million nothing, Vince. It's his salary, Vince.
No, that they're going to pay this year. That's what I was getting at, is that they would pay some of his salary this year. The option to buy 30, but that was going to be my question. Guys, I'm sorry. No matter how much you want to play, you ain't going from 13 million down to what? You're going to pay more than Leao? So that's why it's just like, if he's going to be a Band-Aid solution, I'll accept him as a Band-Aid solution.
There's no more Band-Aid solutions. This is what got us into this mess from the beginning. The Emerson Royale was a Band-Aid solution. Not addressing your midfield, a Band-Aid solution. Morata was a Band-Aid solution. Guys, it's enough with the Band-Aid solutions. You know, we shit, and I shit personally on Atalanta. I hate them. I can't stand Gasperini, but they have a project. They know the profile player that they need for their system because they have had a coach for X amount of time. And I get it. You're not going to win all the time. But they won last year. They won a European trophy. So can't say that anymore. They won the equivalent of the UEFA Cup because they had a project. Can we have this similar project and go by players that make sense instead of, you know, and I get it. It's Mercato Madness. I love it. But we fall in love with these magical, mystical players that don't exist. You know, tell me you're bringing in Ronaldinho again. Ronaldinho circa 1998. Hmm. Oh, yeah. There I'm excited. Right? I'm excited even when he came at his age. I was excited. But that's world-class stuff that you're bringing in. Experience. World-class. Okay, partying. He does the samba. Yay. But Milan is used to that. We did it with Beckham. We've done it all the time. But this is not the old Milan. This is it has to be new. And what I'm very, very not convinced with, especially now, is I'm not convinced of the management buying the right players. And it's very well identified if the rumors are true and they're looking at Kyle Walker and they're looking at Marcus Rashford. It's not going to work. Traditionally, English players cannot play in Serie A because they live in a country where it's gray 99% of the time. In Italy,
but it's the best soccer in the world.
They're living but it makes sense because in Italy they're living la vita loca, like Ricky Martin.
Who?
And Ricky Martin and. They're going to eat well for the first time possibly in their lives. Because if Rashford and Walker never got out of England ever and, you know, was eating fish and chips, which is basically bacala and potatoes on a newspaper, to fantastic meals, calcio e pepe style pasta, or margherita pizza if they go to Naples. Guys, let's go. Let's go.
McTominay,
I don't think he's English, buddy.
To Mohammed, that's truly embarrassing, dude. At least hello from India. It's like 1.4 billion people living in India. They still don't have a TV partner in India, Serie A. And then we wonder. But thanks for watching and keep supporting, as Vinny Mancini was telling you. Stevie P, Como tomorrow. Don't forget, Coast to Coast will be on tomorrow. Win or loss or tie. Any closing comments on these ones? And thank you for always making me at least a bit of with fish and chips is bacala and patat.
Yeah, it's fucking bacala and patat. That's it.
Any closing comments for this week's show?
Yeah, so we're going to keep it on the a little bit, pay respects to the Black Spider. Cudicini is the last name. Milan goalkeeper in the Times from what I've read. Super important to the Milan of those times. So rest in peace, Black Spider. Fantastic nickname. Love it.
And Magic Mike put a jersey, number one jersey behind the goal for
nice. Next is to Milan Club Dublin, who turns 11. Happy birthday, Milan Club Dublin.
Aguri.
Love you guys and keep supporting and thank you. And besides that, I need 3 points against Como.
I'm
really pissed off.
Montreal, Saturday, noon, Milan Juve. Let us not be three people. Show up more people. Let's go against these Juventinis who are probably going to be there at the bar. Come by. President is paying the coffees. He doesn't know yet, but it's okay. We got the corporate credit card. Let's get these 3 points against Como. Let's go beat Juve on Saturday and then move on to the Champions League. On that note, Stevie P, anything you want to finish off? Our producer in the back says we're looks like we're good. That is it. That is all, Steve. Anything?
Guys, 3 points. That's all.
That is it. That is all, guys. On that note, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening, even to the haters in the chat. Enjoy yourself, but I love it how The comment section is taking care of itself. Don't forget that, guys. Raw is live on Netflix. You can watch it anytime. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys.